In Lower Manhattan, companies dislocated from damaged buildings near the World Trade Center are starting to come back. Employees face the difficult task of returning to streets they fled 2 months ago. NPR's Chris Arnold visited a bond trading firm that's moving back into its offices directly overlooking the site.
On September 11th, an engine from one of the hijacked planes struck the building here where Tradition Securities has its offices. Across the street, a building collapsed. Today, cranes and dump trucks are removing debris. Some of Tradition's windows are still cracked and charred, and hazmat crews are working to remove dust and ash. But up on the fourth floor, some 40 traders are now back at their desks, doing what they did before the terrorist attacks, making money.
You're done, you're done. You're done on a billion. I trade 500 with you. 220 bid trade. Hit it down 500 times.
The brokers here take in bids on bonds and other securities from corporate clients and shout the orders across the room, looking to put buyers together with sellers. The first few weeks after the attacks, when you talk to people who'd been this close, they were visibly shaken and emotional. But now, broker John DeNatale says Wall Street is once again the aggressive maelstrom of buying and selling that it's always been.
You know, you think that it would be a lot more sympathetic and a lot more caring, but Wall Street is Wall Street, and it's really a bottom-line business, and it's about money.
DeNatale is sitting in front of four computer monitors with three cups of coffee lined up on deck. He says the intensity of the job makes it impossible to dwell on anything but the numbers flashing right in front of him. It's sort of like playing a video game all day long.
It's not like you say, wow, at the end of the day, I built this house, look at how beautiful it is. It's just like, you know, it's like playing Space Invaders. How many more points can you possibly get in one day? That's the gig. Just keep on going. Business as usual, regardless of, you know, the tragedy that had happened on September 11th.
There is a degree of Wall Street bluster in the we're tough and greedy talk. DeNatale says he and his coworkers are still struggling emotionally. Some saw a lot of bloody, terrible things when they fled the buildings on September 11th. One was on the phone with bond trading firm Cantor Fitzgerald when the plane crashed into its offices. DeNatale lost 10 friends that day, including two high school friends and two college roommates. Within the tight-knit Wall Street world, just about everyone knows somebody who was killed in the towers. James Munley is Tradition's managing director.
And we all lost personally. I lost 43 friends. I went to 22 memorial services.
Like most of Tradition's 350 employees, Munley has been working at one of seven temporary offices scattered around Manhattan and New Jersey. Today is the first day he's come back, and he's struck by the view out the window, looking directly out at Ground Zero, and the feelings that it brings up.
Sadness. You know, this is the first time I'm back, and that's very eerie. There's a lot of things that come through your mind, but it's just, can't believe it. Just very sad.
John DeNatale says one of his coworkers is being gripped periodically by moments of crushing depression that are so overwhelming they're scary. Also, many of the traders here come from blue-collar backgrounds, and some were close to the firemen and policemen who were killed. CEO Emil Asentado.
We have one young lady who was coming to work September 11th and ran into her brother, who's a firefighter, going into the North Tower. And he said to her, get out of here, and that's the last time she ever saw him.
Asentado says this employee has now decided to come back to work, as have the majority of the employees here. But as people return, some things are different. Traders say they're going home to their families a lot more after work, rather than partying like they used to. Some are talking of retiring earlier now. Many say that looking a year or so down the road, they're skeptical that September 11th will change Wall Street that much in the long run. But Cliff Cornell, a vice president of emerging markets, says he thinks it will have a lasting effect on his life. He says he feels more centered now, and perhaps surprisingly, he feels calmer than he ever did before.
I've been to 10 funerals in the last 6 weeks, and every single one has been different. Some have children, some had children born after this had happened. It's changed my attitude. The money orientation of Wall Street has become secondary, and this family, friends, type of thing has become real, not just you know, not just a verbal thing, not just, oh yeah, family and friends are the most important thing in life. No, they really are.
Take care, man. Have a good night.
It's the end of the day, and John De Natale and some of the other brokers are walking out of the building and joking around. Because the smoke from Ground Zero is still in the air much of the time, several of the brokers have respirators dangling around their necks, ready to put on.
Put your gas mask on.
Gas mask to pick up checks.
I swear to God he does, yeah. He wears it around his neck because he uses it, you know, with the young ladies.
This is a sick breed you're dealing with. This isn't the normal run-of-the-mill type of guy.
But while De Natale's laughing and busting on his co-workers like he's always done on Wall Street, he rounds the next corner and sees another fellow broker walking into the subway who's lost a lot of friends and taken it hard. He pauses. He's a good guy, he says. It's a shame. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.